Tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real jump, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her, oh, like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right now, she won't love you tonight now. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
Tell us about the early days, Jimmy. How did it all begin?
Well, Terry, I was always in the music business, but I was more on the sales side in those days.
Fuck off. to take a short break here, but we'll be back, so stay in the groove.
Gin and tonic, is there okay? Hiya, Melvin. You're looking deadly.
What are you doing here, Jimmy Revel?
Friend of the band's.
Sure no friend of my sister's.
From what I hear, the fella she's marrying hardly knows her.
Cheeky bastard.
I suppose you'll be next.
Why me? I'm not bleeding pregnant.
Melda.
See you, Jimmy.
Fuck off.
I like it. Well, I've seen what's gone. It's a bit tight. Yeah. It's about how I can feel it already. I have a feeling. Can you feel it?
So why do you want me to manage it?
Because you know everything about music, Jimmy. You had that Frankie Goes to Hollywood album before and you never heard of them. And you were the first to realise you were shite.
What shite is what is we're playing up there?
We have to play that stuff for a wedding.
What do you call yourself?
And.
And fucking and.
Well, Ray is thinking of putting an exclamation mark after the second and. He says it looked deadly on the posters.
You don't like it? Do you think it should go at the end?
I think it should go up as arse.
We're not married to it.
Oh, no.
Just a bastard! Our love is the ocean. Try hard to imagine the way you felt the day you sailed from Westeros to Nova Scotia. We should have helped you. We should have told you.
Look at that idiot. That idiot singing something approximating music.
What are you saying, Jimmy? I mean, we need direction.
Well, if I'm going to be the manager, Ray's no longer in the band.
Why not?
I don't like him. I never have. I hate him, to be honest with you.
But he owns the synth.
No one uses synths anymore. It's back to basics.
Just as well, because we fuck all else. We'll
It's me, Hanky.
Here you are, Melda.
Thanks.
Go away! What are you looking at?
Nothing.
I'll have this wash for you, Jimmy.
That's okay.
Wash it? I'd fucking frame it.
What does she see in there, for Christ's sake? It looks like he models fucking knitting parts.
Mothers love him.
Oh, he's a prick.
He's a prick with a job.
There's a band around called Free Beer. They always pull a big crowd.
I like a flock of budgies.
That's a stupid name.
It's better than bleeding yours. Cosmic Lino.
There has to be the something. All the best 60s bands were the somethings.
We could be the Northsiders.
Or the Liffey Lads.
How about the fucking Egypts?
Well, what kind of music are we going to be playing, Jimmy?
You're working class, right?
You won't be if there was any work.
So, your music should be about where you're from and the sort of people you come from. Just speak the language of the streets. It should be about struggle and sex. And I don't mean mushy, shite love songs about I'll hold your hand and love you till the end of time. I mean riding, fucking, tongues, gooters, boxers, the works.
Jesus. What kind of music says all that?
Soul.
Soul?
Soul. We're going to be playing Dublin Soul.
Dublin Soul.
Fucking deadly.
Dublin Soul, what?
Jimmy! Open the door! Window pane, do you remember? How sweet it used to be. When we were together, everything was so great.
Are you Mr. Rabbit?
Yeah.
I've come about the ad.
What ad?
The one in the paper.
Have you got soul? And if so...
You have the wrong rabbit!
Can I have me paper back?
Fuck off!
Listen, Jimmy, I've more things to be doing than ironing shorts for you every day of the week. There's more people in the house, you know.
Hey, what's this?
What's what?
Have you got soul? If so, the world's hardest working band is looking for you. Contact Jay Rabbit. Rednecks and Southsiders need not apply.
Shit. World's hardest working band. Was that something about it?
Here, where are you going? You haven't finished your dinner.
Out. Can I borrow your hair dryer?
Go and shush.
And leave my aftershave alone.
Who was that at the door?
Some snotty-nosed young fellow with a mouth organ.
You put an ad in the paper.
I'm putting a band together.
Do you need a singer?
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you like the river flows.
Elvis is not so.
Elvis is God.
I never pictured God with a fat gut and a corset singing My Way at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, Jesus,
don't
right.
upset your father.
Who are your influences?
Barry Manilow.
Who are your influences?
Joan Baez, Joni Mitchell.
Wings.
Mike Montoya, Overdrive.
Bandau Ballet, Soft Cell,
Sinead O'Connor.
Bob spent the night to a candy shop where...
Hi, I've come about the audition.
Led Zeppelin.
Billy and the Bollocks.
You too?
Well, the black folks are starving and the white trash is carpet, and the KKK's all over the TV.
My best powder, paint, and lipstick. The latest Paris dress.
Why didn't you tell me you're born? Why didn't you tell me you're born?
And still I dream he'll come to me, that we will live the years together. But there are dreams that cannot be.
In the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
Elvis was a Cajun, he had a Cajun heart, had him move down to Memphis, cause that's where he got a start.
That's fucking blasphemy. Elvis wasn't a Cajun.
All that time and great friends in Vegas, where he got.
What do you play? I used to play football at school.
I mean, what instrument?
I don't.
So what are you doing here?
Well, I saw everybody else lining up, so, I thought you were selling drugs.
Hey, lads! This is Dean Fay.
How are you?
Hello. I'm Stan Foster.
Houseman, how are you?
That's Derek Scully.
Brilliant, Derek Scully.
Derek. All right, nice to meet you, yeah.
He says his influence are Clarence Clemens and the guy from Madness.
Yeah?
It's a nice sax.
Yeah, I haven't had it long. My uncle gave it to me when his lung collapsed.
Bleeding deadly.
This the band, is it?
Yeah.
But you two are shitting themselves.
You're still wearing your blue suede shoes, Mr. Rabbit?
Fuck off, parrot head.
Who's sorry now? Who's sorry now? Any chance for me, lads?
In your wildest dreams, Jimmy, did you ever think you'd be this big? To be honest, Terry, I did. Even in the early days. As big as the Rolling Stones. Who the fuck are they, Terry?
Hey, who's in there with you?
I've been interviewed on television.
It's Colonel Jimmy Rabbit now, what? Interviewed on television, I ask you. In the party, he is interviewing himself.
Yeah?
Do Jimmy, there's another one.
Yeah!
I saw the ad.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Is that right? Let's hear you then.
Here?
Yeah.
Can I come inside?
No.
It's in the hall even.
No.
I can't sing. Not out here.
Fair enough. See you.
Okay, thanks. Only to hold you. You're the way I feel tonight. The lonely know this feeling ain't right.
I can't play for you because me drunk kid's in the pawn shop, but I'm good.
Who are your influences?
Animal and the Muppets.
I know.
I used to play in a band in Kilbarry.
What did they do?
Depeche Mode, Aztec Camera, that kind of sort of
fucking art school stuff.
Oh, the Beatles went to art school.
It's all the Roxy music, and you've all their bleeding albums.
It's who it's aimed at. Wankers with funny haircuts and rich stars with fuck all else to do all day but pricking around with synths.
That sounds like me arse. But I'm sure you're right, too.
Me boss has a truck I can get the use of. Moving gear around and stuff, you know.
Could be handy, Billy.
Might help to get a tour bus.
Hey, there's a Melda Quirk.
Okay. Fuck, do you know her?
Yeah.
She used to be in our school.
Oh, look at that body. She is beautiful. She's a little riot, isn't she? You'd think she'd be in one of those Southside cocktail bars sipping drinks or umbrellas, and she's almost too perfect.
You mean you stand a chance that she'd band your legs in a hump?
Listen, lads, when this band's happening, you'll be fighting women off. They'll be throwing the knickers on the stage.
Oh, rock and roll!
Yeah. And you won't get that with and.
Oh, we told Ray we left the band.
How did he take it?
Not too bad. He said he was going solo. He
doesn't have much bleeding choice. Hiya, Bernie.
How are you, Jimmy?
How's things?
Shite.
Get a bag of chips, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the hair. Are you growing that to Sinead O'Connor?
Fuck off.
Do you want to be in a band?
What?
Be in a band, backup singer like.
Me?
Why not? You used to sing in the church choir. Lovely voice.
Fuck off. You want salt and vinegar?
I'm serious, on the Bible. I'm putting a band together. I need singers.
Okay, I'll think about it.
How much is that?
50p.
Thanks. Are you still friendly with that, Imelda?
Imelda Quirk?
Imelda Quirk, that's her. Will you ask her as well?
Yeah.
Thanks. See you.
Jimmy! My friend Natalie's got a great voice.
Good. Bring her, but don't forget Imelda.
Okay. See you, Jimmy. What the fuck do you want Imelda Quirk for? The fucking tits and ass, that's it.
Anyone sitting here?
Doesn't look like it.
How's the soup?
Poxy.
Anything worth eating?
It's all poxy.
My name's Jimmy Rabbit. I'm putting a band together. I need a singer.
Me?
Yeah. I heard you. You've a rare pair of lungs.
Where'd you hear me singing?
At the Quirk wedding.
I was pissed down my brains at 14 mum and blacks.
You got up and sang.
I did? No one told me.
See if you could play before I pay for them. I'll be back for this at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I will. It's my mass. She thinks I'm having it cleaned.
sing that sort of stuff?
I can sing anything.
It's not the singing. It's how he does it. The showmanship. Brilliant.
I'm not doing that. I kneecap myself.
He's hurt. Look, they're helping him off.
What'll he do now? Bring on a substitute?
It's the act, lads. Watch.
5 minutes, Jimmy, and you'll have to
go. How are you? Gorgeous.
Sounds short.
That's what you've got to measure up to, lads.
Do you not think,
What?
Well, like, maybe we're a little white for that kind of thing.
Do you not get it, lads? The Irish are the blacks of Europe. And Dubliners are the blacks of Ireland. And the Northside Dubliners are the blacks of Dublin. So say it once, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud.
No, I know it's wrong. Things like this. But please believe me, darling, I don't mean to hurt you. Could you slip away? Without him knowing you're gone. You meet me somewhere. Somewhere. Look away.
Take my.
Now, you must be getting desperate. Wait till you see the little bollocks is out the back asking for you.
My Jesus.
Take my whole.
Yeah?
God bless your brother, Rabbit. Do your band need a trumpet?
You're the same age as me, Da.
You may speak the truth. But I'm 16 years younger than B.B. King.
You've heard of B.B. King?
I jammed with him, man.
Piss off.
Leicester Mecca 1972. Didn't give him me best, though, with a bit of a head cold.
What's your name, pal?
Joseph Fagan. Joey the Lips Fagan.
And I'm Jimmy the Bollocks Rabbit.
I earned my name for my horn playing. What'd you earn yours for?
Don't get snotty with me, son.
I get snotty with no man.
You're trying to tell me you play with B.B. King?
Among others, brother.
Like?
Have we got all day? Screaming Jay Hawkins, Martha Reeves, Sam Cooke, poor Sam, Otis Redding, may the Lord have mercy on his sweet soul, Joe Tex, the Four Tops, Stevie Wonder, he was only 11, a pup, Wilson Pickett.
What are you doing in Dublin?
I'm tired of the road, and my mammy isn't very well.
Why would you want to join us?
The Lord sent me, and the Lord blows my trumpet.
What did Evel Knievel want?
God sent him.
What?
God sent him.
On a fucking Suzuki?
For sure.
The Lord doesn't like it when we speak in whispers.
Why, is he deaf? Why didn't join this band to sing Moon Fucking River?
We won't be playing it. That's merely my favourite, Lip Loosener. We'll be playing Soul. See, the Lord told me the Irish Brothers needed some soul. Well, Ed Winchell, a Baptist reverend on Lennox Avenue in Harlem, told me. But the Lord told him to tell me. He said the Irish Brothers wouldn't be shooting the arses off each other. If they had soul.
I can't figure him out, Jimmy. He talks like a bleeding priest and he's wearing slippers. He's played with all the greats. Even the Beatles. Beatles? Yeah. All you need is love. That was Joey.
What's Stephen Clifford doing here?
I mean, he's a...
What? He's a medical student. He's just not like the rest of us.
Places we'd be playing could be useful to have someone that can bandage heads.
I'm just worried about the direction we're taking.
Direction? What bleeding magazines you been reading, you tosser? Look, with Joey and me, we can touch greatness. So if you want to be part of it, take in the tea, and I'll bring in the Jaffa cakes.
Sorry, we were looking for a band.
Oh, that's my boy Joyce. They're out the back.
Joey doesn't think we should have any rehearsals till you get friendly with your instruments.
Friendly with mine already.
Shut up, Declan.
Deco. If I'm going to front the band, I like the sound of Deco.
Deco, the bus conductor. Is that top deco or bottom deco?
The only bollocks and thing that's important is what this band's called. Joey knows. Tell him.
We are.
At the end of the garden, you'll find a ladder.
A ladder?
Yes.
Right, thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, girls.
Getting us into plenty.
Oh, come on, now, you come this far.
What's the place for Shirley?
Who's like, your man, Joey?
No way.
No, 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 it's not.
What, over here?
Over the top. Over the top.
I'm looking over the fucking ladder.
You're over the fucking ladder.
You go. You fucking animal.
You know him. You go.
Fuck off now.
The commitments.
The commitments.
The commitments.
It's a the.
How do you spell it?
T-H-E.
It's very good. It's a statement.
Well, I still like a flock of budgies.
Fuck me! Fuck! Oh. I just seen the Melda Quirk's arse coming down the ladder. Yeah!
Lads, you're looking at the commitment tits.
The commitment tits, you mean? Brilliant management, Brother Rabbit. Will they be dressed in black?
What are you leading looking at?
From now on, I don't want you to listen to Guns N' Roses and the Soup Dragons. I want you on a strict diet of soul. James Brown for the growls, Otis Redding for the moans, Smokey Robinson for the whines, and Aretha for the whole lot put together.
Jimmy's a soul of sex.
Dirty bastard.
I didn't say that. I said the rhythm of soul is the rhythm of riding.
You mean you wanted to sing as if you were riding with someone?
You got practice with me?
I'd bite your bollocks off if you come near me, a spice.
Might fancy that.
Or make earrings out of them.
Soul is the rhythm of sex, and it's the rhythm of the factory too. The working man's rhythm. Sex in the factory.
Not in the factory I'm in. There isn't much rhythm in gutting fish.
Soul is the music that people understand. Sure, it's basic and it's simple, but it's something else, something special. Cause it's honest, that's it. It's honest. There's no fucking bullshit. It sticks its neck out and says it straight from the heart. Sure, there's lots of music you can get off on, but soul is more than that. It takes you somewhere else. It grabs you by the balls and lifts you above the shite.
Said to the man at the railroad station, I want a ticket just for one. He said, well, if you insist, but where you wanna go, me? Oh,
How are you, Duffy? This is Jimmy.
How are you? Glad that dog's got a muzzle.
After. He keeps eating me bunnies. So you've got a band?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why you bother. Everything's shite since Roy Orbison died. What are you short of?
I need a power amp, speakers, a desk, and a few bits and pieces. It's all here in the note.
That's no problem. How are you paying?
I can give you 50 now, somewhere we get the gear, and the rest when we do our first gig.
Most bands in Dublin don't last more than one gig, so... Do you need anything else? Bit of blow?
No. Oh, my ma would like one of those thingies that wakes you up in the morning with a cup of tea.
You leave it in the same shit state you found it.
How long's your boss away for?
Another 2 months. Unless he gets time off for good behavior.
And sisters, and remember, Rome wasn't built in a day.
And Dublin was.
In an hour.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Mustang Sally! Yes, you better slow the Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now, baby. Guess you better slow the Mustang down.
Don't sing it, it's just doing it.
You've been running out of the town.
sisters. That's where y'all come in. Ride around Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Jeez, sorry.
Again.
All you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Yes.
All you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Look, don't use your own accents. It's ride, Sally, ride, not ride, Sally, ride.
Ride, Sally, ride.
From the top.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow than Mustang down. Mustang Sally now, baby.
What are you bleeding playing up there?
CF&G.
You weren't playing CF&G, it's not the chords anyway.
Well, what did it?
CFC.
It's just, you'd look better without your glasses.
Ah, but Jimmy, I'm blind without my glasses.
So is Ray Charles. Your drumming's coming along, Billy. Have you been practicing?
Yeah, well, me dad's dead and me brothers are all younger.
So?
So there's no one in the house to tell me to shut the fuck up.
Look at him. He eats like a pig. He's such a prick.
Hasn't got the voice of a prick, though. Joey says it belongs to God.
God should ask for a bag.
I suppose Jimmy will groom him for stardom. I'll teach him to use a knife and fork.
Are you all choir girls, then?
Well, we are.
Well, you've got fair voices, but you're not putting much of that into it.
Good Jesus. Oh, Merton bollocks. I bet he's never done the business.
I bet he does it every night.
Let me share.
That's why you don't play the guitar. You've lost all the muscles in your right hand.
Told you. Are you thinking of that reed as a woman's nipple?
Oh, I am, yeah.
Do you mind me asking who she is?
Well, she lives across the street from me. But I feel a little embarrassed. She's still at school.
Maybe you should set your sights a little higher. My trumpet was always Gina Lola Brigida.
I've never heard of her.
A fine woman.
I could try, Kim Basinger.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Pick a nipple and try it again.
No question. Let's call it a night.
Yeah, it was a load of shite.
It was woeful. But that boy can sing. And it was a start. I believe in starts. Once you have the start, the rest is inevitable.
All right, folks. We've done good work here tonight. Will you all form a circle, please? You too, Jimmy. Come on, come on. Just form a circle. Now, everybody turn right. Now, let's pat ourselves on the back for a job well done.
Mr. Rabbit, you've been collecting unemployment benefit for the past 2 years. You're trying to tell me you can't get a job?
We're a third world country.
What can you do?
Hey, Jimmy. How are you?
Jesus, Dean. Didn't know you were on the dole.
Oh, 3 months now. What about yourself?
Oh, lost count. You know how it is.
See you at Joey's house. Tuesday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Tuesday.
See you there. Jimmy.
Bye.
Hey, Jimmy. It feels much better being an unemployed musician than an unemployed pipe fitter.
Check that horn.
You.
Joey the Lips.
This is an old Star album. Very rare. I'll get a pen and then I can autograph it for you. He's full of it.
Oh, look. That's Joey there next to Otis Redding.
That could be anybody. All you can see is the trumpet.
Look at this, then. Trumpet. Jay Fagan.
That's a very common name.
Not in Detroit.
He's played with all the greats then. You're Joey.
Oh, yes, indeed. He was in America for years. But I'll tell you something that nobody knows about my Joey. Wherever he went, or wherever he played, he always sent me a postcard.
Taking that into the lift.
We have to. The stairs will kill him.
Hello, Mrs. McLaughlin.
How are you, Jimmy?
Is Bernie in?
She is. Come on in, will you? Close that door.
Hiya, Bernie.
Oh, how are you, Jimmy?
If Jimmy wants tea, you have to make it yourself. I'm knackered.
Oh, I'm not bothered, thanks.
Stop crying. Move that washing down if you want to sit down.
Bernie, you've been missing rehearsals.
You can see why, for Jesus' sake. Your ma can't work, she's about to drop another one. My dad's in the fucking hospital, so I'm the only one bringing any money in.
It's tough, I know, but...
But what?
It's hard having 3 backup singers when only 2 show up.
You're not dumping me, Jimmy. I brought in the other 2, or was that the reason why you fucking asked me?
What are you talking about? You got the best voice of the 3 of you.
Bollocks. You just wanted to get your paws in the mouth of Quirk. What's the fucking bollocks, you? Why don't you go and fucking play? Jesus, look at that bloody mess you made. Look, Jimmy, I catch up. I need this band more than any of us.
Yeah, you're okay.
I need something to look forward to.
A lot of work. If you didn't do it for God, who would you do it for?
Stephen!
Hi, Jimmy. Father Malloy should be along soon.
Great sound, what?
Yeah, wish my granny had one of these we could borrow.
Great intro, huh?
They nicked it from Marvin Gaye.
He nicked it from Bach.
Skip the light, fantastic.
Skip the light, fandango.
Turn cartwheels, cross the floor. I was feeling kinda seasick, but the crowd called out for more.
Pox's bleeding lyrics ever written.
When the 16 vests of virgins leaving for the coast, what's that mean?
I never understood that either. It's a very peculiar lyric.
How are you, Father?
Did you talk to the committee?
I have, yes, and they've agreed in principle. No, it would have to be the 28th, because Danny Cassidy, our bingo caller, is going into hospital that week to have a tap put in his kidneys.
28th, no problem.
I'm sure you'll blow their minds, Jimmy.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall.
You're getting there, girls. Remember, it's not just the way you sing, it's the way you move your sex machines.
Jesus, my man creased me. She thought it was a sex machine.
Greg wouldn't complain, would he?
Piss off, you.
Who's telling us to go for the hamburgers?
My sweet child, it'll be my pleasure.
I'll come with you, Joe.
They're singing. What am I supposed to do?
Why don't you play with yourself?
You can sing along. You've bigger tits than all of them.
Fuck you. Fairly ruffled my savoir-faire there, Dean, my man.
I thought you were going for the burgers.
I am gone, Dean.
Get on,
you're gonna
just
want my love someday. Well, bye-bye, baby.
Is that the gig?
Yeah.
Where?
Community centre.
A community centre? That's a desperate place. Full of old-age pensioners learning ballroom dancing.
It's a room and a stage is what it is.
How much is it going to cost?
Nothing. We told Father Malloy it was part of his anti-heroin campaign.
And I'm getting my little brother Darren to do a poster.
The 28th is no time away.
We have two sons, Darren. All we need is another 10.
10?
You'll never believe what I just seen.
What?
Joey and Natalie getting it off on the stairs.
What?
I'm telling the truth.
You're talking through your hole.
No, Buff. What if she was? It's Natalie's business, not yours.
Tongues, was it?
Yeah.
He's got terrible breath.
Okay, lads, it's a free country.
But he's old and he's ugly.
But you're young and you're uglier. You get off with Joan Collins quick enough and she's 50.
50-something.
And you do it with Tina Turner and she's a granny.
I wouldn't.
You would so.
Is Tina Turner a granny? Joey's not married, so fair fucks to him.
You're all so fucking stupid. Can't you see that Natalie get off with him?
Then she's a slut.
Fuck you, you fat fucker.
Okay, let's have a look at it.
Hey, that's really good. There's only one E in heroin.
What?
There's no E at the end of heroin.
You little box.
There's only one E in heroin.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
The syringe is good, though.
No one round here can spell.
Today, St. Bridget's Community Centre. Tomorrow, Oblivion.
Where's Oblivion?
Jimmy. Jimmy. Mikael Wallace wants to see you. He's in the pub.
Mikael Wallace?
I heard him to do the door.
Security. You're mad, Jimmy. He's a savage.
I know he is, but he's our savage.
He'll fuck off with the money.
Steen.
Sorry, Father.
One, two, one, two, test. One, two, test. One, two, test. One, two, test.
Jeez, that's a good strong mic, that. Quality's very rare these days.
Are you sure you got it now?
Yeah.
£2 to come in, half price to the on wage.
Got it.
Testing. And it's Ben Evans coming around the stand side. Come on, Ben Evans. Rest us out of something. Come on, come on.
Shit. It's just falling and croaked. And now I'm all asyncious.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. Tell me why I don't like Mondays.
Just
I've a bugle here you can blow on.
I've an arse here you can kiss.
Where's me knob? No one tucked into me sock before I came out.
We can't get this hair to stay down. I tried everything, some soup on him.
These suits are a waste of bleeding money. He's upset because it hides his tattoos.
All Motown brothers wore suits. Neat, dignified. You play better in your suit.
Yeah, Joey, but I can't lift me socks in this jacket.
Swap it without span then.
Do you mind?
No.
Fucking monkey suit. I haven't worn one of these since your brother's wedding.
I puked on mine, do you remember?
I remember? Some of it got on me.
Are you decent? We're coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hurrah!
Oh, stupid!
I looked in the mirror and I didn't recognise myself. Jeez, I hope I don't need a piss in this dress. If I get it off, I'll never get it back on again.
There'll be plenty of volunteers to help.
Shut up, Jane.
What do you think, Jimmy? The beaten chips out of our knickers?
Absolutely say no.
There's £2.
Up any messing and I'll kill you, right? Now get out of here.
Don't be nervous. Be all right.
Sweet Jesus. She promised me she wouldn't come.
Who?
Me ma. I'm not going on.
Don't find Mick, he'll get him on.
My ma would beat the shit out of Mick Al Wallace any day.
Shut up. No messing with your head in your ear, right? Ladies and gentlemen. Will you please put your working class hands together for the saviors of soul, the hardest working band in the world. Yes, 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 the commitment.
Oh, no, Brother Rabbit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the commitment.
Get the fuck off.
Hurry up.
I said that.
Brother Billy. Oh, when you're ready.
Oh, shit, yeah. If I catch you messing, you're out. You hear me?
They call me Mr. Beautiful. Baby, that's my name. They call me Mr. Beautiful. That's how I got my fame. But nobody seems to understand now. Everybody knows now. They call me Mr. Pitiful. Most every place I go now. But nobody seems to understand now. Great Mr. Pitiful. Oh, when you lost everything, when you lost everything.
Yeah!
Hello, dumb man!
Hello,
I hope you slugged me through.
Fuck off!
I cannot explain to you. Somebody acting so rude. I cannot tell you about my thing. Oh, no, thank you. Mr. Pitiful.
Afterwards, you'll apologize to the girls.
We're not your bleeding group, right?
Okay, okay.
Come on, get it back, get it back.
But nobody seems to understand now.
It's
fucking on. Oh, when you lost everything, when you lost everything.
Yeah.
Staying over there?
Yeah, they're great.
You're joking.
No, they're really good.
Are you serious? Oh, Jesus Christ, come in me fucking head. What's wrong with you? Here, what do you want?
Pound.
For crisps and coke? Go on. Dies will be famous.
What are you talking about?
It's a sure way to get famous. Die on a stage, get shot in a motel, we'd sell millions of records.
I still don't understand what happened.
You have to keep the juice from the amps and the mic separate. Dirk was the earth there for a minute.
Isn't that how the guy from AC/DC died?
No, he choked in his own vomit. So did your man from Free, didn't he?
Yeah, lots of them.
Yeah. Keith Moon.
Jimi Hendrix.
Brian Jones.
Nah, he drowned.
Did he?
Mama Cass.
That was vomit.
Vomit.
That was a heart attack, was it?
No.
Maybe we could get Deco to choke in his own vomit.
Hey, lad, it's alive!
All right, lad. How are you doing?
To repeat the team, they don't get many electrocutions on Saturday night. It's mostly bottles in the face and bruised balls.
They said it was a mild shock. Didn't feel like a mild shock to me. Made me hair stand on end.
Your hair always stands on end.
Not fucking all of it.
Rehearsals tomorrow night, all right?
We need a year's rehearsal.
What?
Let's face it, Jimmy. We're all over the place.
It was rough,
sure.
But there was moments there where you were cooking. I was watching the faces.
It was only kids and relatives.
I don't believe you two. What are you saying? One gig and we pack it in. We just want to be in the band in the first place. Is it the money?
What money?
So it's the chicks?
No. The odd ride would be all right, mate.
Why then?
Well, it's hard to say, isn't it?
You want
to
be different, isn't that it? You want to stand out from the rest of the tossers. You want to get up and shout, I'm Outspan fucking Foster, and I'm Derek fucking Scully, and I'm not a tosser. Isn't that it?
That's it, Jimmy.
Well, don't forget it. Unless you want to spend the rest of your life wrapping frozen fucking chickens.
Tight.
Tell me, Jimmy, did you ever have any doubts that things wouldn't turn out as you planned? Well, I'd be telling fibs if I didn't, Terry. And there was that old rock and roll demon, S-E-X. Sex, Jimmy? Sex, Terry.
Sex?
Fuck off, I'm being interviewed.
Joey, Joey.
Who's the black rider dick who does the sex machines on all the chicks? Damn right.
I know, I seem like a different fella at the disco last
year. Your autographs.
Get lost, Tommy Boyle.
I like the light show at the end. Just steal from Pink Floyd.
Sag off. All the kids around here will be thinking of us when they play with their willies. That's disgusting. Your Greg wasn't too happy. He's driving me mad. I tell him to fuck off, or me a mad creasy. Dean's nice, what? I suppose so. Serious. I like that. Got a nice little arse on him. Jimmy's nice. He's great. Always got a nice smell on him. Mm. Do you think he's a bit... Jesus, no. Never seems to fancy any of us. I'd have thought you'd find that a relief. Why do you say that?
When
anyone
do you
else?
Play next?
That's up to our manager. I feel like Madonna.
Nidio chi sei uguaglia che tu risce corsantil, corsantil. Nora chi fiede.
Take long to get the hang of it, does it?
It
takes control and skill. So you're fucked for starters.
Do you know Wilson Pickett, Joey?
A jam brother, man. Many moons ago.
He'll be all right for backstage passes, then he's coming to Dublin. Look, Pickett adds Ireland to European slate.
Who's Wilson Pickett?
I'm going to wait till the midnight hour.
You'd have to wait longer than that to get near me, you fucking gobshite. Can I have a word, Jimmy?
Sure. What is it?
This gig on the 15th. I won't be here for it.
What?
I'm going on my holidays with Greg and the family. We've got this caravan in the Isle of Man.
A caravan?
I know. It's not for his soul, is it?
It bleeding isn't.
It was arranged months ago.
Months ago we didn't have this band. Jeez, we're just getting things going. You're pissing off to some tossing camping site.
Ah, shite, Jimmy. You're making me feel worse than I already do.
I can't believe you sometimes, Imelda.
Ah, for Jesus sake, Jimmy, what can I do?
Well, let's all get on with something. It's not as if you don't need a practice.
Jesus, that's amazing. You were actually in Graceland. So anyway, there's the four of you sitting in the front room of the mansion.
Now, Vernon wasn't drinking lemonade, if you know what I'm saying.
Who's Vernon?
Elvis's dad. Vernon Presley. Go on, Joey.
He picked up Gina. Jane is my trumpet. And he puked right into her.
He didn't.
Right into her.
Good Jesus.
So I went back upstairs. I said, yo, Elvis, my man, look what your daddy's after down to my trumpet, and who's going to pay to get her clean to
herself? Get out! I said get out! So what did Elvis say, Joey?
Yeah, listen to this. This bit's brilliant. The man said nothing at first. He took Gina very gently, and he brought her into the bathroom, and he run her under the tap. Then he took out his handkerchief and he gave her a good wipe. And he handed her back to me and he said, Joey the Lips, please forgive my daddy.
Jeez. Tell me something, Joey. Now, in all the time that you were in Graceland, did you ever see Elvis messing around with drugs?
No, brother.
I knew it. I always said... And you malignant little bastard. I knew it!
My God almighty.
Only the lonely know the way I feel tonight.
Lorraine, I can't only get your head in. Everybody punch up. Come on, Amanda, give us a smile.
What are you doing? Jeez.
Get on with the photograph. What are you taking the pictures for? We're still in Dublin.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. Here, let's get in out of the cold.
Yes, I'll rest.
I'm not going.
What?
I can't.
What are you talking about, Amelda?
She's talking about that bloody group. You're going with them, aren't you?
What?
I have to.
What you have to do is go on holiday with your folks and me, as arranged.
I thought it's tomorrow or Monday.
Yeah, you'll never find us.
And Ma, you'll be in the same field as last year.
Here, Micka, you get your man off the ground here.
Come on.
Hey, come here. You never told me it was the whole bleeding Philharmonic we were booking. They're taking up half the shagging pub. I normally put 20 people in that corner over there.
Yeah, 20 leprechauns, maybe.
Amanda!
Amanda! What happened?
I couldn't go.
Thank God.
Jeez, my hair's a state.
You look great.
There's no time to go home and get me dressed, though.
I'll buy you a bloody dress.
Oh, will you?
She can pay me later.
No! Is he fucking her now?
He must be dipping his dick in steroids.
I don't know why I'm looking like I do. After all these changes that you put me through. All my money and my cigarettes. Ooh, yeah. I haven't seen half no heroes be dead. I wanna know, won't you tell me?
And you, George Michael, you ever call me a fucking eagle again, you go home with a drumstick stuck up your hole. The one you don't sing out of.
That'll be the day.
I'm telling you, it's coming, so keep your Vaseline handy.
Keep cool, brothers. We are the saviors of soul, remember? Come on, let's go!
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. What I'd like to do for my fans now is a nice slow song.
Fans?
does look a bit like this.
Fucker.
At the dark end of the street, that is where we always meet, hiding in shadows where we don't belong, living in darkness to hide a wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. I know time is gonna take its toll. We have to pay for the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong. Oh! Dark end of the street,
you and me.
They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us, love, someday. You and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. And when the daylight now goes around, and by 10 we'll both go downtown. If we should meet, just walk on by, yeah. Oh, darling, please don't you cry. Tonight we'll at the dark end of the street.
I can give you what you want, but you gotta come back for more.
Fuck off, piss break.
Are we at all of the chance now? You're single, Melda.
Yeah, Derek's panting to make us move.
Shut up, you cop, shut up.
Yeah, you
Derek, I thought it was me, you fancy.
Why would I fancy you when you were having her off with Dean?
Must have been when I wasn't looking.
Let's face it, we're all busting to ride Melda.
I've no designs on the Melda.
No, because you're secure in Bernie and she's only half your age.
Fuck you, know that.
Shut up with the lot of you doing to Bernie now.
Sex, it fucks up everything.
You told us all was sex.
Look, let's keep relations on a professional basis.
How are we professional if we've never been paid?
Yeah. I'm working on it. I'm fucking working on
it. I'm broke.
Why don't you learn to keep your big mouth shut until you're walking
on it?
We're not getting fucking paid.
Fucking crazy.
All right, Jimmy.
Sure, they just get up my arse at times.
You want to share a taxi home?
For fuck's sake, Natalie. How can you ask me that after what I just said in there?
If you weren't a manager, would you?
Would I what?
Take me home.
But I am the manager.
Look, do you not think it's better to have the van on Butt Bridge with the customs house in the background?
I'm not after a bleeding postcard, I'm after urban decay.
Should have done it around my place then. Billy got to them. We're freezing our tits off here, Jimmy.
Your nipples all hard.
You make me want to vomit. Will this be in the papers?
Could be.
Fame, I'm going to live till Tuesday.
What's this? A bingo callers convention. Get him!
You're not even changed, Billy.
There's no point getting me picture taken. I'm leaving the band.
What?
It's Deco. I hate him.
Look, he's not worth hating. He's just a big fat boy with bollocks or brains.
He's a prick. It's no use, Jimmy. Lend him violence. I'm going to have to hit him.
I'm on probation, you know.
Probation?
Yeah.
What for?
For hitting a prick just like him.
For Jesus' sake, Billy, when am I going to get a drummer as good as you?
You'll find someone.
Thanks a lot.
You can have the loan of me kit until you do, okay?
Anyone can play the drums, Billy. So fuck off!
Jimmy.
And we don't need your poxy wheels, neither. We can get our own tour bus with the commitments painted on the side. And Billy moves the fucking bollocks on the back!
Remind me, van, you fucker!
Okay, everyone, big serious face now. Big serious, yeah, that's it. Great, okay. Big cheesy smile. Everyone say testicles.
Testicles!
Fair enough, great stuff.
It's been a month since my last confession. I've been with this band, and there's been a lot of cursing and blasphemy. And I've been neglecting my exams. And there's these three girls with the band. I've had lustful thoughts about all of them. And when I studied, I used to sing hymns. Now I'm always humming When a Man Loves a Woman by Marvin Gaye.
Percy Sledge.
Huh?
It was Percy Sledge to that particular song. I have the album.
Oh.
Saw the posters. The band's playing a few gigs.
A few, yeah.
So why haven't I been paid? That was the deal. I get you gear. And you give me money.
I'll pay. Just I've got a few problems. Outgoings.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Breaking in a new drummer.
I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Money, that's why.
But I could go to jail, or even worse, lose me job.
We are bringing soul to the people, my angel. No jury in the land would convict us.
Look, are we going in or what?
Yeah.
Look, if we're caught here, I'm fucked, you know that.
It's all right.
Someone sees me, you know, it's not. I have to worry.
Come on.
What's that? A Mr. Chippy van.
We can't travel in that shit heap.
Buddy Holly's last words.
What?
We can't travel in that shit heap.
Did Buddy Holly say that?
Before he flew to meet his destiny on that storm-tossed night.
We're crashing in a chip of Ramay Gustavs.
To the man at the railroad station, I want a ticket just for one. He said, well, you insist, where do you want to go, miss? Oh, destination anywhere, east or west.
What? I have to fart!
Would you have any rock salmon, please?
Oh, certainly, mister. We only have soul.
Let me light your candle, cause mama, I'm too hard to handle. Now you're sad. Action speaks louder than words, and I light your candle, cause mama, I'm too hot and
listen, I went through hell learning how to play the sax. Now I can play it, I want to get better. I want to express myself.
That's commendable, Brother Dame, but what you were playing was not soul. Soul solos are part of the song. They have corners. You were spiraling. That's jazz.
I'm just trying to stretch myself.
Jazz is musical wanking. If you want to wank, use that thing in your hand, not your sax.
Your money, son. They're drinking like fishes here. That's 200 quid.
200 quid? Big time, what? 200 quid?
Jimmy, this is Ronnie Craig. He's with the Herald.
You got my message then?
How are you, Jimmy?
How's it going?
Glad you could make it. So, how did this band come about? Well, Jimmy putting that in the paper and
Destiny. We're a band with a mission.
What kind of mission?
We're bringing soul to Dublin, bringing the music back to the proletariat.
We're against the racial and sexual discrimination, apartheid, and heroin.
When's the next gig?
Oh, we haven't really got
up. We're the Gorillas of Soul. We don't announce gigs. We hit, then we sink back into the night. That's Gorilla with a U, not an O.
Oh, yeah.
Ching, ching, ching.
Where the fuck were you?
I don't suppose they let me park the bike here.
Fuck them. Listen to this.
Following in the footsteps of View 2 and Sinead O'Connor, The Commitments could be the next major act to come out of Dublin. The lead singer has a voice Bob Geldof would star for. You two, Sinead, Geldof and us in one paragraph. Deadly one.
We'll show this to me, mammy.
No, we'll show it to Wilson Pickett first.
Listen, maybe I better handle this thing alone.
Why? I want to meet the man.
It's personal.
Never mind personal. You told me him and you were friends and he'd do us a favour.
I know, but the last time I met Wilson, things were a bit sticky. It's personal. Listen, hold on to that. Keep an eye on the bike.
Roddy!
Ah, how are you, Jimmy?
I rang your office. They said you were here. What happened?
Two agents tried to hold up the bank with a couple of pump guns.
What's this? The getaway car?
Nah, the poor horse caught it in the crossfire.
I thought you only covered music.
Music, crime, funerals.
Are you going to the Wilson Pickett show Saturday?
Bleeding right I am.
Look, I owe you for the review. Fucking wrap it. Come around to Gallagher's afterwards. That's where we're playing.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Pickett's gonna jam with us.
He is in his bollocks.
World exclusive, Roddy.
Really
nice. Just relax, we're just fucking
idiots. Stop
worrying, I'm only joking. Just play
professional.
Hey, no, Keep that away,
me.
Wait till you kind of get down in the
store after Jason.
Where are you? You're doing up like a rat. Rats on
faster.
Tell us, you're
going to
get
this. Oh, cool.
Lovely hair.
Granny,
need that suit,
isn't she? Some fucking
hair.
We don't
have to.
Stevie.
Yeah?
Can I talk to you?
About what?
Well, you're educated, and I've had this offer, see. It's from another band. We reckon it could be a good move.
We? You have the advisors, is it?
Well, me Malik.
What's this? Apparently Mr. Cuffer's had an offer he can't refuse.
Offer of what?
From another band with a record deal. You what?
You're already in a band or hadn't you bleeding noticed?
Yeah. I've my career to think of.
I have to do it.
What?
Break his face.
No.
I'll tell you.
What's that?
It's only a haircut.
No, it's not. That's a jazz haircut. And why aren't you dressed?
I'm gonna wear me a new suit.
And why aren't you changed?
Nobody wants to wear fucking monkey suits anymore, Jimmy. We look fucking stupid in them.
Who wants to look like the Four Tops anyhow?
Mine. Come on, like fucking Undertakers.
Look at this.
What the fuck? Well, what are you all looking at? He only gave me a ride.
I'm sure he did.
Shagged a lot of them.
Shut up, Elias!
I knew it all, Deco. Someone's coming in tonight can make a big difference to us.
Who is this?
Bono? Gorbachev?
Batman? The Pope?
Even better. Wilson Pickett.
Really?
Isn't that right, Joey?
That's what he promised me. He said he's going to come and he's going to jam with us.
Holy
I'm bleeding telling you, so you can wear jock straps for all I care. Just try and behave like you know what you're doing.
Wilson Pickett and Deco Corp. Together at last.
Yeah.
All you wanna do is ride around Sally.
Ride Sally.
Jimmy. When would you think was the big turning point for the commitments?
That's a good question, Terry. I think it has to be when Wilson Pica came and played with us in a small club in Dublin.
That must have been quite a thrill, Jimmy.
It will be if the fucker turns up, Terry.
They do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Just anticipating the things that she never, 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 never possesses yet. But while she's there waiting without them, try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. This is for you. It's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care. Yeah, yeah. But the soft words, they all spoke so gentle. It makes
makes it easier to bear. Won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they never forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it is all so easy. All you gotta do.
Jesus, some rain. What? Is Wilson here yet?
No, what time does the show finish?
Ah, it's over an hour already. I've been back to the paper to find me Chris.
He'll be doing all that backstage bullshit, won't he?
I don't know, Jimmy. I thought he was supposed to be here.
Wilson Pickett finished an hour ago.
I told you I spoke to the man. I did my best.
That's not what you said. You said it was no problem. You said it was all fixed. If I find you being bullshit me, I'll ram that trumpet up your ass. I swear it.
I'm sorry you doubt me, Brother Rabbit.
We need roadies.
Do you ever show up for once, would you, for fuck's sake?
What the fuck do you think you are now, Deco?
When I come off stage, I want a proper towel, not a tea towel. And a bottle of mineral water. You fucking pray that on me, you.
Fucking prince.
What's that meant to mean?
I'll run me fist down your throat.
Jacuzzi, maybe.
Are we doing an encore, Jimmy?
Oh, not till I've had a pee. I'm desperate.
Are we waiting for the fucking mystery man?
Shut up, Charlie Shaggin' Park.
It's a fair enough question, though.
Is he coming, Jimmy? Is Wilson gonna come?
What do you mean, Wilson? You didn't know who the fuck Wilson Pickett was a month ago, you stupid fucking cow.
Oh, you did?
Fuck
I
do that!
Fucking more than you,
are you
right?
Probably fucking going to
oh, you
are my fans! They love me! They're my fans!
Jesus, you're gonna do a fucking encore? No way!
I'm gonna fucking bust you, little kid.
Tell your fucking days are numbered.
Fuck
it. Fat
fuck
slob.
And fuck yeah, yourself.
Tickets to Wilson Pickett tonight, no? You're supposed to come and see us, you know?
I'm serious, only our manager fucked up. Yeah!
We'd like to do a Pickett song now.
Egypt Records.
That's right, yeah. Listen, I'm very excited. Can we talk?
Sure.
Can you go to a little bit quieter, yeah? Come on, let's go. Exactly it, Jimmy. Like, Egypt Records, we're a small label, but we're good because we care, you know what I mean? Like, there'll be no money up front, but we'll pay for an engineer and studio time for a day.
That sounds brilliant. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love comes tumbling down. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour. That's when my love begins to shine. Just you and I. Just you and I. Yeah. Just you and I. Whoa, yeah, baby. You and I. Whoa, yeah. Just you and I.
Brilliant, that's a fact.
We're not tossers, what? And we was good, wasn't we?
I know.
You were good.
Come on, man, Cars was good. Give credit where it's due. For Jesus' sake, give it to Natalie. She had him forced piss in his helmet if I was you.
You're fucking taking that piss in it.
Yeah, you're the one that had your fucking tongue rammed down his
neck. I didn't know how it was. Yeah, you were into
it. What can do is he can
accept it. He believes this. They're fighting over the little fucker now.
Right now, the old beer.
You started this. Yeah. You and your fucking dick.
Oh,
yeah, get out.
Look. No one's had me. That's the mother's fault. She's such a prick teaser.
Don't call me a fucking prick teaser.
Oh, I'll tell you, you never roll your pants.
I've said before, Jimmy, and I'll say it again. I'm very, very excited. But tell us, is there any problems with the band? Because they were slagging you off a bit up there, weren't they?
No, Dave. You know how it is. First rule of rock and roll. Once they get a taste, they become overnight arseholes.
Arseholes, you don't have to tell me, isn't everybody in rock and roll an arsehole? Except for management, that is.
What's going on?
The usual. Throw it back a turkey.
Fuck the lorries.
Oh, my God, Jesus Christ. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Can I have your autograph?
Jimmy, you're on the ride.
Piss off.
Look, don't take it personally, Jimmy. They'll all come crawling back.
They can crawl up the holes for all I care.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he's done marvellous things. Psalm 98.
You lied to me, Joey. I always bought everything you told us, and I'm probably the only one who ever did. But you lied to me.
I'm sorry you doubt me, Brother Rabbit. Look, I know you're hurting now, but in time you'll realise what you've achieved.
I've achieved nothing.
You're missing the point. Success of the band was irrelevant. You raised their expectations of life, you lifted their horizons. Sure, we could have been famous and made albums and stuff, but that would have been predictable. This way it's poetry.
It's a pisser is what it is, Joey.
That club called Gallagher's?
Yeah, it's just around the corner. It's closed now.
Should we go back to the hotel then, Mr. Pickett? Okay.
Fuck. So how did you feel at the time, Jimmy?
Well, sick, I can tell you, Terry.
And what happened to everybody after you split up?
Well, all sorts of things, Terry. I still see Derek and Outspan. They're still in the music business, mostly in Grafton Street. I try to help them out whenever I can. And Bernie. Last I heard, she was in a country and western band. But you know Bernie. Nice girl, but she always had terrible taste in music. And of course, Dean is still playing Tosser's music. Although, I must admit, he got quite good in the end. And Billy, what happened to him, Jimmy? God knows, Terry. The last I heard, he'd been kicked in the head shoeing a horse. Best thing that ever happened to him. Stephen became a doctor, of course. But he says he misses the music.
Say,
And Mika? He has his own band, believe it or not, Terry. Quite a success, considering he should be locked up. Imelda married Dopey Greg. There's a kid on the way, apparently. He won't let her sing anymore. Shame, really. She had a nice voice. Deco got his recording contract.
You're fucking deaf. That's perfect.
He's an even bigger prick now. Oh, excuse my language, Terry. And how about Natalie, Jimmy? Well, she became very successful, as you know, Terry. Yeah, but is it true about you and her? I don't believe all you read in the papers, Terry. But yes, it's true to say we are fond of one another. And Joey, what happened to him, Jimmy? Well, Natalie saw his mum the other day, Terry. She said she had a postcard from him. He was playing with Joe Text on a North American tour. Only thing is, Terry, Joe Text died in 1982.
So looking back, Jimmy, what do you feel you've learned most from your experience with the Commitments?
Well, that's a tricky question, Terry, but as I always say, we skipped the light fandango, turned cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick, but the crowd called out for more.
That's very profound, Jimmy. What does it mean?
I'm fucked if I know, Terry. All you gotta do.
You got to walk, you got to, you got to, you got to, try a little damage.
story. Tell you a story. Every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now. If you just treat her right.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, squeeze her real junk. Gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her. Like you know you should now. And she'll be glad every night. That you treated her right.
No, no, no.
If you practice my method, just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation. She's a loving man now. And you'll be glad every night that she treated her right.
Yeah!